1st of February 1932. Well, that's 1 month gone. There doesn't appear to have been any great improvement in the general depression of trade. Let's see what February has in store for us. Upton Park was crowded at 7:25 this morning as a result of the restrictions. Did not obtain a seat until Farringdon Road. I must remember to go to the doctor's tonight. I went round with Mum to show off her new coat last night, but there were so many people I decided to come again. The matter in question is the spots on my arms and, incidentally, to inquire what is wrong with my feet. Attended Dr. O'Dwyer's tonight and found to my dismay that the spots on my arms were a kind of ringworm, but to my gratitude that my sore feet were caused by chilblains. Obtained a prescription for ointment for my arms and was just in time to get it before the chemists closed. Arrived home in time to hear Hobson's Choice, a very good Lancashire dialect play relayed from the northern region. 4th of February 1932. Spent the evening listening and reading and retired at 21:30 to listen to a play called Friday Morning, dealing with a crash of an airliner on the way to Paris and the various passengers' thoughts. Not bad. Went to the fish shop and on to Woolworths to purchase a pocket comb, threepence. I believe I did not mention that I've begun to take in John Bull for a period of 12 weeks to obtain a £1 dictionary free. I don't think much of the periodical, but so long as I get the lexicon, I can put up with it. 8th of February 1932. I set to and filed away the rest of the world radios for 1931 and the beginning of 1932. I must index these sometime. World radio, by the way, goes up to threepence this week, but there is promise of a great improvement in all sections. It is proposed to have a series of writings called The Elements of Wireless, which will contain in simple language explanations of the theories and practice of radio. Every month, an examination paper is to be set relating to this series, and a prize of 2 guineas is offered for the best paper sent in. I believe I will register on this enterprise. 10th of February, 1932. Had a visit from the office cat this morning. Makes herself quite at home, and at present, 9:50, is lying contentedly before my gas fire. She has an entrancing way of looking pathetically up at one in a sort of half beg, with her right forepaw raised. It is snowing this morning, though not so hard as I should like. Gave the cat a drop of my milk in an old typewriter ribbon tin, having nothing better to hand. The office manager had his dinner brought into him, as the pavements were so slippery, and Miss Puss made short work of his leavings. Attended English tonight and learnt the meaning of several words new to me. Discussion on possibilities of disarmament in connection with the conference now at Geneva. Walked home from night school and thoroughly enjoyed it. The snow was mostly fine and dry and only slippery in the most frequented roads. Arrived home with my hands and ears burning, the only cold part being my face. Sorry to learn that Mr. Edgar Wallace died today. 11th of February 1932. Most of the snow in London has turned to slush. The wind is more northeasterly, but still bitterly cold. The sun came out later, but the weather was no warmer. Went round to doctors about my arms, but found the waiting room shut. Shall have to go on Saturday. Listened into a play, Catastrophe, an effort on the part of the BBC to show what the effects department could do if it tried. A great row, supported by bilge. 12th of February, 1932. Bought the new edition of World Radio. It is certainly greatly improved, but not worth the extra penny. I still think I will register on the Elements of Wireless scheme. Attended evening classes. Dead tired as usual. Having given approximately the same entry opposite 1900 every Friday for the past month or so, I must explain why I am invariably so tired during French class. The reason is this. I do not leave the office before 1800, and with almost an hour's train journey, do not reach the tech until French has begun. I therefore have to go without anything to eat from 1300 to 2130, which is the time I eventually reach home. 13th of February, 1932. Opened up an account in the post office savings bank on my way home. I have decided to put a little by each week into this so that I can have some money for my holiday and will not have to carry any unnecessary money about with me. Changed E.A. Poe's Tales for one of R.M. Freeman's Dr. Thorndike yarns. Went round to the doctor's about my arms, and after waiting a lengthy period in the cold waiting room, was admitted into the presence, and after a very brief examination, he pronounced it as, undoubtedly, ringworm. Gave me a prescription for further ointment and medicine. This latter tastes like sucking rusty nails. 14th of February, 1932. Had an hour's practice on the piano, and well I need it. Tried the unfinished symphony and a few overtures, but all was too duff for words. 15th of February, 1932. Seeing an advert coming home, rather ludicrous what, I resolved to go to the Tups, or to give it its real name, East Ham Kinema, proprietors Bernstein Theatres Limited. A really good all-round programme, the star term being The Flying Fool, English. Among the other pictures were A Mickey Mouse, Much Mirth, a comedy featuring our old friend Ben Turpin, and a real short, snappy masterpiece about the adventures of a taxi cab driver at a mansion belonging to a boy king of somewhere off the map. I had a good laugh anyhow. I almost forgot to mention that a letter came from Aunt Nora with regard to the usual annual pantomime. It is to be at the Lyceum again this year, and I'm to meet her at Fleming's in Oxford Street, next door to Woolworth's, at 6:15 p.m. on Thursday the 18th instant. Shall I go? You bet. 17th of February, 1932. Finished the history of Henry Esmond going to the tech. Not the sort of book I should read, but that it was an exam. Too much of the love stuff in it for my liking. Since Mum received intelligence of what I was doing tomorrow night, she has been working hard to get the other sleeve of my new jumper done so that I could wear it tomorrow. In this, she was successful, and I tried it on tonight. Very nice it is, too. Picked up the Midland Regional to hear the latter part of the panto, Mother Goose, in which George Lacey took the title part. 18th of February, 1932. Today's the great day. Such bustle this morning getting ready. New suit, new jumper, polished up to the nines. Late leaving home, had to walk to the station as a matter of course, yet arrived in plenty of time. One of these things which are incomprehensible, but go to make life pleasant. By the time I next enter in this book, all will be over, I suppose. Had dinner in the fish shop. Met Aunt Nora at Fleming's and had a slap-up tea. Went by bus to Oxford Circus to the Lyceum, and were seated in the pit stalls about 5 minutes before the commencement of Cinderella. The performance was very good and laughs were plentiful. George Jackley in particular and Norton and Gold were excellent in their humour. I was glad they did not do their conjuring scene and the crockery-breaking fiasco as they have repeatedly done in previous years. The dancing was really great. Arrived home after a most enjoyable evening at about 23:45. 19th of February 1932. So tired this morning that I have decided to forego night school and go straight home from work. Dad may go to see Dulwich Hamlet play Ilford tomorrow, Aunt Ethel being so keen on the former team. And if so, Mum and I have to visit the Wallace Collection in Manchester Square and possibly Madame Tussauds. Went to bed early and listened for a while to a radio play, but was so tired I went to sleep in the middle of it. 20th of February 1932. Arranged to meet Mum outside Woolworths in Oxford Street as soon after one as I could. We had dinner at Fleming's and walked from there to Manchester Square to see the Wallace Collection. There is a multitude of paintings, sculptures, tapestries, arms and armour, pieces of furniture and the like, though I cannot say I'm much interested in such things. However, Mum enjoyed it very much and would like to go again sometime. We were so tired when the place closed that we caught a bus home, where we arrived at about 6:30 p.m. Had a bad sore throat tonight, which kept me awake half the night. 22nd of February 1932. Very umpy-doo this morning. Half uncertain if I'll go home dinner time. Resolved to do so and arrived at about 3. Had a good sleep, but very little to eat. Went to bed at 9 and was soon fast asleep. 23rd of February 1932. Cold still very bad, though not so dizzy as yesterday. Stayed indoors all day and sat in Dad's chair and read, thought and slept. Was pleased to hear Larry the Lamb and Co. in a Toy Town play, The Conversation of Mr. Grouser. First of the series I have heard and thoroughly enjoyed its absurdities. Vaudeville rotten. Sorry at missing evening classes tonight, when every week is so important, but I was about done at 8:30 when I retired. 24th of February 1932. Everybody at the office expressed surprise when I turned up this morning. I was greeted with such admonitions as, "What, you here? Gone. You should have made another day of it. You are a mug. Fancy coming back in this state, spreading your rotten cold amongst us." It was my turn to be surprised this afternoon when the office manager informed me that if I liked to clear up, I could go home and somebody else could look after my work. I was so shocked I almost forgot to thank him and had to ask again to make certain. Arrived home while Mum was up the road getting my ticket and, having laid the tea, waited for her to arrive. When she did, she was almost frightened to see me, thinking I had been sent home because I was too ill. Very tired again tonight, but did not go to bed till 10. Mum has sent me some exercises to do in knitting. I never realised it was so difficult until I tried it. I make my work so tight that the needles could not slip out even if they want to. And after about 5 rows, find I have twice as many stitches as I started with. 25th of February 1932. Mum seems to have got my cold. Was awake half the night with a sore throat and has an alarming headache. Had a go at sketching a new layout for the model electric railway I am determined to build one day. I have revised the arrangement of the indoor section, owing to the awkward position of the turntable in the first plan, necessitating all locos wishing to use it, passing through the marshalling yard and holding up all shunting thereon. With the present system, the turntable and loco sheds are placed close to the main lines near their exit into the open air, and is accessible by the yard without disturbing mainline traffic. Still rather dopey this evening. Mum retired early and thinks she will spend tomorrow in bed. Listen to The Forsaken City, dealing with the plague of London, in which I was much interested, having only recently read Defoe's Diary of the Plague. An hour is altogether too short to get any idea of the terrible pestilence, though the arrangement of the readings was very good. 26th of February 1932. Mum in bed all day today. Dad had the afternoon off and did the best he could to make her comfortable. The doctor called on Mum this afternoon and gave her a powder which gave relief to her headache. He also left some vile tasting medicine. 27th of February 1932. This weekend, Dad and I, between us, have to do all the necessary housework. 28th of February 1932. Getting about used to wiping up and dusting generally. Went round with the vac and helped Dad do the cooking. Our great fear in doing all this cooking, etc., while Mum is ill, is that she might cry off every subsequent weekend. Mum is much better today and came down about 3 o'clock and stayed until about 11. Finished reading The American Claimant. Vastly superior in every way to its predecessor. 29th of February 1932. Today is leap year day, the day of resolutions. In 1924, when it occurred on a Sunday, I made certain resolutions which I was able to keep for 6 months, a record for me. 1928 was not so successful. Calamitous happening. With my cold none too good, I find on the train this morning I have only one handkerchief, and that half full. If my nose runs at all, I shall have to get another by inserting sixpence in the slot at Baker Street Station. I must not forget to have my hair cut tonight, and that I have to go to the doctor's for some more ointment. Had my hair cut, but put off going to the doctor's until Saturday. Vaudeville rotten. Bilge. Mum a great deal better today. Been up most of today, though she has done very little work. Only what was essential.